Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Mellow Vision. Yay! And with me as always, Philip. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Good.
Finally, it's all over
for these
6 weeks of competition, drama, amazing songs, some terrible ones as well.
Some terrible dresses as well.
So. Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. But before we go into the final of Melody Festival in 2017. Yeah. I thought that we were going to talk about some Eurovision favorites that we've gotten during the last week. Because now when Melody Festival is over, you start to look abroad and see what's happening, what's been going on, because we've been in this bubble for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, correct. And not looking at the competition around us. No,
not at all. Yes, maybe some songs, but now we're getting into deep, girl.
Yes.
And so, do you have any new favorites?
Oh, yes. New favorites. I have Ireland. I have Estonia.
Mm. Yeah.
I think that's the two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have some other songs that I like, but not favorite right now. But it's Ireland and Estonia.
Yeah.
So Ireland with the song Dying to Try. And then Verona.
Yes. Fredrik Kempen, Sanna Nilsson.
Exactly.
From 2007.
So that's my two favorite right now,
mm-hmm.
I think. I also like the song from France, but not the new version, I have to say.
Why do they do that? Make it worse. No. So weird.
Still, but I like the song from France. Yeah. And I like Israel, I have to say. Yes,
very party. Very party.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice to watch.
Very nice to watch as well.
Yes.
That commercial of Tel Aviv. We're going there next year. Yeah.
Tel Aviv. Da, da, da,
da. But do you think any of your favorites have like a chance of winning? You were quite positive about Ireland.
Yeah. It's a very Eurovision, Westlife-ish song.
Yeah.
I like the chorus and it builds up to something wow.
I would like to see if he can sing like that. Live.
Yeah, if he sings like that.
Yeah, because he sings amazingly.
Yeah, yes, if he sings definitely. Like that, it will be. Maybe Ireland will win for the eighth time, I don't know.
Oh, God, the eighth time. Then we have two more to catch up on. God damn it.
Yes.
I don't know, I've gotten to like former Yugoslavic Republic of Macedonia very much. Dance Alone.
Yeah.
I love it. And actually, Serbia is one of my new favorites. Sort of builds up to something quite modern and fresh. And talking about revamped songs. United Kingdom, well done, you bloody assholes.
Yes.
No, but really, I think that really they made it tons more better. Yeah. And
more modern.
Definitely, and I think with a good performance, they can actually do pretty well.
Yeah.
Probably, I wouldn't say top 10, maybe.
Maybe 10th place.
10th place, yes.
Yeah.
But that's good for the UK.
Yeah. They will be on the left hand side of the scoreboard.
Yes, hopefully. Otherwise, maybe they will drop out because they've had some terrible years, y'all. I didn't mean to be that mean, but it just like slipped out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. But good for United Kingdom.
Yes,
to change the song.
Mm-hmm. They made it good. France did not so good job.
No, correct.
Keep it in French.
Yes, keep it in French.
But we will talk a lot more about Eurovision in the coming weeks.
Correct.
But move over. Back in time. 4 days now, right? It's Wednesday now, so Tuesday. Yeah. 4 days to last Saturday.
Yes.
And the big finale in Friends Arena.
Correct.
How did our betting go?
Not so good.
No.
so So it was very tight. We predicted that.
Yes, we did. That's true. And I think we were and quite wrong. And right with
and I told you it's up to the international jury. Mm. And it was.
Mm. Definitely. But I think we were quite right with the top three, though. Obviously.
The televoting, yes.
Yes, yes, of the televoting, definitely. But we were missing one in the final results, which was Victoria. Because otherwise we mentioned Robin and Nanu.
Yeah, correct.
But you just have to switch them around.
Yes, correct.
And then put Victoria in sixth place.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But other than that, we were quite...
And I don't understand why the international jury did not like her song.
No.
As I told you, maybe it's too country, but I think that song's... grabs you right away.
Yes, and keeps you there for 3 minutes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And I mean, the reactions, I don't know if... because we were at this party, yeah. And when Victoria came on, like, everything she did was like, yes, God, mama, work that shit.
Applause, everything.
And when that man appeared on the bed, bitches were throwing their wigs at the screen.
Yeah.
Like, God, God, yes. It was crazy. And it was such a good performance.
Yes. Yeah.
But from what I've heard, she was a bit sick. She didn't, for example, on the Thursday, she didn't sing at all
correct.
On the rehearsals.
Correct.
And then she had to obviously sing on the Friday because that's the one that the juries watch.
Correct.
And maybe she was not singing.
You heard in the final performance that it was some crack in her voice.
Yeah,
that she couldn't do that.
Some of the notes
pitches,
were.
But still...
Yeah, but...
But she got the second highest score from the televoting.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah. I mean, but then again, it was really tight.
Yeah.
Between, top four.
Yeah.
Everybody got, 10% of the votes. Dot something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's weird, really.
Yeah.
And I think we're all to blame the app for that, really.
Yeah.
But I still think people are giving a lot of shade to the international juries and saying that why do we need them because they're picking the wrong songs.
And
at least they pick one.
Yeah, correct.
They pick one song that they like.
And we couldn't.
Yeah, we couldn't. We spread our points around fucking.
So
I don't know.
The song who got the lowest vote from the televoting got 30-something points.
Yeah, 30,
and Nano, who got the highest score from the televoting, got 54, 57.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
that's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, it should be a much bigger difference between getting the least amount of votes from the televoting.
So if you have one favorite, vote for one favorite with the app, and then don't vote for any other songs.
Yeah, definitely.
And then don't complain.
No, no. And I mean, I think they should put in place some sort of system with you only get to vote for either three songs or you only get 20 heart votes for the final or something like that, and then you have to call or text instead.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, I mean, maybe it's different. I mean, we talked about this last year when Frans won.
Mm-hmm.
He was a clear favorite.
He
was a really clear favorite. He got 30-something... percent of the votes.
Yeah, correct.
And number two got 10 something.
Yeah, yeah.
So of course that's way better if we have that sort of clear favorite. But when we don't, the apps just basically just fuck everything up.
Yeah, correct.
So I don't know. I think we need the international jury also to tell us what's gonna work in Europe.
Yeah, and they picked.
They picked Robin. Yeah.
He was 10 points more than...
I think it wasn't Nono. Much.
Yeah.
It wasn't much. 10 or 20 tops. Yeah. But it was really close. Really close, definitely. But I mean, I voted for Robin.
Yeah, me too.
I work the same as everybody else. I throw away my fucking heart votes everywhere.
Yeah.
I think I gave him 4.
I gave him 4 or 5, I think.
Yeah, but then I gave... my two favorites, Mariette and Victoria, I gave them 5, and then I started to text instead.
Yeah.
Several times on both of them.
Yeah.
Probably 20 times. Jesus. But, yeah.
You spent money. You don't vote for free.
No, I don't. Because I care about this competition.
Me too.
Unlike the rest of you fucking kids.
Yeah. I think I called for Victoria as maximum you can 20 times.
Yeah, yeah. And that's weird. Why do you have a maximum amount on the televotes?
But you have maximum 5 hearts on each song.
Yeah, but still, you can spread them around. Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. I think they should just redo the whole system for next year. I mean, during the semifinals, from what we can see now when they released all the records of all the votes, it's quite clear who are the favorites in each semifinal. Yeah. But when they all come to the final, I think you need to do something to not allow people to vote for every single song, how many times they, or at least on the app, 5 times.
Yeah.
Because then you can basically just sit there and press that damn hard 5 times for each song.
Correct.
And then you don't have a favorite.
No.
It doesn't work like that. Pick one.
Pick one and then stick to it.
Yeah.
Correct.
But we're happy with Robin.
Yeah, I'm not disappointed. No. I have to say.
I mean, when that split screen came on with him and Nano, I was Team Robin all the way.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Because I was not
impressed. Yeah, I mean, it divided the room, actually, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Were there people cheering for Nano?
Yeah, some people, yes. Sure. Some of the girls.
Give me names and I will trash them to
the priest.
The priest, of course. Hold on, Jesus. Oh, God. Yeah, but, yeah. No, I'm fine with Robin.
Yeah,
but
I would have been fine with Nano as well. As long as it was not Jon Henrik, I'm good.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
No, but I think he will do well.
Yeah, definitely. He will definitely go to the final. And then, let's see.
Yeah. Because what
but we, that song sticks out, so there's nothing similar to it as you all the rest of the, all other songs.
Yeah.
You have like 5 female ballads, you have 5 male ballads, you have like the Balkan songs who are the similar, you know. And then you have Spain and Austria, you have the same song, apparently.
Yeah, Spain and Austria, really, they just copied each other. And like, yeah. Yes, we're going to do this. And
then Portugal, I don't know why it's so high on the odds.
I don't like it one bit.
Can someone please explain to us why Portugal with that song has a chance to win?
I don't know.
Text us, please.
Please,
write comments. Comment, please.
Yeah, I don't see it. I think because they have been out of the competition for several years now, right? So now they're coming back and they're doing
something. Do you remember her?
Oh, the flamenco girl with the old dansbandsschlager.
Yes.
Oh, love that song. Amazing. But this, I just can't with this. It's not giving me life, to say the least. It's not giving me life at all. No. It's making me want to have a smoke break and watch something else.
Correct.
Next song.
Yeah.
But the other top songs, I mean, the odds right now, it's Italy, still.
Yes.
Always been for the last weeks, probably since we started doing this podcast. And since Belgium released their song, they're number 2 now.
Correct.
And then there's us.
Yes.
La Suède.
Yes.
Number 4, I don't remember.
Bulgaria?
Yeah, Bulgaria. Don't get that either. That's a bit weird. No.
His song and Australia's song are similar.
Yes, very similar.
It doesn't have a chorus.
No, just continues. Yes. And then it stops. Yeah. I'm very disappointed since Bulgaria last year gave us probably the best
song. I wanted to go to Sofia for this year. Oh.
Yes,
that would love been Bulgaria for last year.
Oh, Polly!
But the thing is, Bulgaria for me last year, because we were abroad, so we didn't have time to listen to all the songs.
No.
And then when we came home, I heard Bulgaria's song on the radio, and I was like, what is this amazing song?
Oh, nice.
And about Bulgaria, it was amazing, amazing. Yeah.
And I mean, when we watched the show in Tele2 Arena, the Eurovision party, when it was here in Stockholm, I mean, when that song came on, the whole arena was freaking out and loved it. And it was probably one of the best Eurovision songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, same here.
I don't know, but I played it for months.
Yeah, afterwards. Still one of my favorites. I will still play it every summer.
Yes. It's like Cyprus.
La 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 la.
Oh, Cyprus. But yeah, the top this year, I think
It's gonna change.
Yes, definitely. You can see, I just looked them up before we recorded this, and you can see now that the odds for Belgium are going up, and the odds for Sweden to win are going down. Yeah. So we will probably, hopefully, pass Bulgaria.
Yeah, the thing now, every country posts their like music video for this song. Mm. So you cannot really get the type of feel how it's going to be live. So everything's going to change up and down during the rehearsal weeks and also when the semifinals are.
Mm.
It's all about... If you sing that song live, you're going down. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, we talked about this also, like, yeah, we the fans, we watch the songs and listen to the songs constantly. Or
quite weeks before.
Weeks before. But the majority of the viewers of Eurovision Song Contest, they watch the song one time.
Yeah.
One time, and that's when it's live, and it's... on that Tuesday or on that Thursday or on that Saturday.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Nothing more than that. So you really have to, you need to have a good performance.
That's good for Sweden.
I think so, because we have a performance that at least we know how it's going to look. We know we can sing well. He's probably going to change it a bit when it comes to like dancers and backup singers, because the rules says so. But it stands out.
Correct.
It's something different. And for all the other countries, I think some of them will do something different. I mean, Montenegro. We watched that. You know, the guy with the ponytail?
Oh, yeah. Slavko.
Slavko.
Space. Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
Work.
If he's not coming to Stockholm Pride, okay. I'm not coming.
I said, this song, okay, it's okay.
The song is
but
okay.
But he is everything.
He is life.
Yes.
No, but he is amazing.
Yeah.
Although I would recommend him to lose the ponytail when we meet, but other than that, he's fine. He's fine.
The avatar ponytail.
Yes. Plug me in, girl. Plug me in.
Feel the connection.
Yeah, but it will change definitely all the odds and everything. And it's really hard to tell. But often, though, the odds are right when it comes to the winner. At least in Eurovision, they've been. Jamala was pretty high up, wasn't she?
Yeah, but not the winner.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Should we talk about Russia?
No.
Okay, we're not going to talk about Russia.
No, thank you.
No. Because we will get sued.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No. Let's not discuss Russia.
Fucking KGB will come here and like bust our ass.
No. Let's not talk about it. Okay? Over and done.
Done with that. Thank you, Putin.
That means it will be my smoke break.
It will be.
No, man. Okay. No. Let's change the subject.
Let's say we feel bad for Russia.
Okay, but we're going to talk about it coming shows when it's that time. But not now.
No.
Then we can discuss it for hours, I think.
For hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in general, with Melodifestivalen, it was a good year, right?
The script, not so good.
Yeah, the shows weren't on fleek.
So, I think the presenters could have done much a better job if they had a better script.
Yeah, definitely.
And the interval act, except Sara Larsson, but then it was like, okay, Clara Henry with the Alcazar song, fine.
It was fine.
Yeah. And David Lindgren with his medley was fine. But then overall, this final... What was that opening number again? Oh!
Opening was super bad. The cover of Franz as well. I did not like that much. And then the whole cleaning out Melodifestivalen thing, I didn't get it. Thought it was boring.
Yeah.
Not the greatest of finales when it comes to the show. Yeah.
Great songs, I have to say.
Yeah, the songs this year has been really good.
Correct.
I think. I will.
The thing is, it has been a lot of good songs. Yeah. You don't have that.
Every year.
Yeah, but you don't have that song, you know?
Yeah, the this winner year. Winner.
No. I have not felt that. Okay, except for Victoria, but whatever.
Let's not talk about it.
Let's not talk about it.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it was the
usually same. You have this feeling. It was about France. You had it about Mons. You had about, okay, Sun and Ace. They were two favorites only.
Yes.
And then Loreen here. You have Loreen as a favorite, a big favorite, but you also have
Danny
behind. But you always have one or two favorites. This year was like five.
Yeah. It was really tight. Really tight.
Yes, as you see on the final score. So every song who qualified for the final first got top. And then from the second chance, and Ove got last. So
Yeah, I think it's... but I don't know. As we mentioned, I think it's all about changing the voting system when it comes to the final.
You have to write to SVT.
We have to.
Yeah.
Christy Björkman's still going to work there for about 5 more years.
Yeah, he said he would quit 4 years, 5 years, so...
Yeah, they will do something, I think, because now the this year was really obvious that you can't allow everyone to have that many app votes, because people mostly vote with the app now.
Yeah, correct.
I don't know if anybody else but us two called or texted.
Some other. I said.
Yeah, you told them.
You better call,
bitch. Yeah, but I think in general, I think a lot of people only use the app.
Yeah. And that shouldn't be right.
Yeah, and I think I get why they have the app, because you never had ever had this many people voting
or watching
before when you didn't have the app. Then you were
and it's for free.
And it's for free, obviously, because people are cheap. Like, you don't want to pay.
Yeah,
you would like to watch it, but I don't really want to pay to vote.
And then if you vote for free, you have the right to complain.
Yeah, exactly. That's weird. I paid for my money.
You have the right to complain.
I have the right to complain. I voted 10 times. Jesus. Ugh, on each of them. 20 times. Really, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good year though.
Yeah.
And hopefully Robin will do us proud in Kiev.
Hopefully.
I think he will.
I'm not sure we're going to win.
No, me neither.
But it's the same year as Mons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any hopes, and then I sat there in the sofa. We are winning again!
We're winning again! It was 2 years ago. No, 3 years ago. Yeah, but it's a bit close. I think people have a tendency to not vote for a country who's new, has been winning in recent years. But then again, it was only 3 years between our wins, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. With the right song, anything can happen.
Yeah,
and the right year, of course.
Yes.
Like, if the other songs are crappy, you're gonna win.
True.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
So, should we give our viewers the lowdown on what's to come?
Yes.
We're gonna have a short break. Yeah, don't break down in tears now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't break down in tears. But it's only for 2 weeks. Then we're gonna come back and we're gonna do shows only dedicated for Eurovision.
Correct.
And
so we're going to talk about news for Eurovision, if something new have happened. And then we're going to do like each half of the semifinal. And then the last show will be
completely dedicated to the Big Five and
Ukraine.
Ukraine.
Correct.
And of course, by then we will have some very exciting news, I think, because that's the week before we go live in Kiev.
Correct.
So,
and then we have seen some clips of rehearsals and that.
Exactly. Yeah. So that will be very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. But for now,
it's going to be a break for 1 week. We need it.
We need it now. And I feel quite like, God, it's almost, I don't want to say finally over, but Melodifestivalen,
it's tough.
It's tough, y'all. Yeah. You get crazy drunk every Saturday. They have to work on the Monday, and you're not recovered yet, and then you gotta work again and again, and then it's on again with the Melodifestivalen, and it's just continuing for 6 weeks. Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
My liver needs this. We need to not. And we are not drinking wine right now, by the way. This is completely water.
Skål! Skål!
Yeah. Yeah, take a sip of that. But so we need this.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for Eurovision. So
same here.
A lot of fun to like go deep down.
Correct.
In the songs. and see what's up, what's happening in Europe.
Yes.
Because we haven't listened to all the songs.
No, we're much. Still waiting for Armenia.
Yeah, we can't find it.
No.
It's nowhere.
And you know the name of the song, the artist, but they have not released it yet.
Yeah, so
we need to find the release date after this.
Yes, exactly. Definitely. But yeah, it's going to be lots of fun. Yes. Lots of fun.
Woo!
Yay! But until then, see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios.
Adios, amigo.
Vola. Da-da-da-da-da. Vola.